senses of the viewer filled with venom and fake outrage again. My God, the flatulence was strong this morning on The View. The whoopee cushion, she was hiking her legs so much that producers, they finally gave her the benefit of a stool. That way, she didn't have to exert all that extra energy by lifting her leg every time. With the benefit of the stool, she was able to keep her leg elevated and all her energy could be focused on releasing that powerful boodle breeze. Before we get started, though, I wanted to give you guys a heads up. The merch store has finally been launched. Link is in the description below. Currently wearing one of the shirts right now offered in the store, it is the face of our fearless leader, John Biden. Now, the media, they refer to him as president, but according to the votes from this audience, Johnny B. Biden, he is referred to here on the channel as the first winner of the HEF Awards, Huge Embarrassing Failure Awards. I've got coffee mugs like... I got coffee mugs like you can see behind me. So if you want to support the channel, click the link in the description below. Get your merch today. It's been a couple of weeks since we have talked about our favorite women. I don't know about you guys, but I have been missing the radiance of Sun Hosted. Asuncion. I have been missing the performances of the great pretender, Alyssa the Farrah Griffin. Luckily, I was able to get my pretender fix in her absence. Past couple of weeks, Brandon Ingram, he has been pretending to be a max player. He has been pretending to be a superstar in the NBA, when in reality, Brandon Ingram has been playing like a glorified role player. But I was wondering last week why we weren't hearing from our Yentas. As it turns out, they were on spring break. For most people, spring break is a time for vacation, maybe a trip to the beach with your friends and family, trip to the mountains. For people living in the People's Republic of California, they spend the week of spring break packing up their homes and moving to Mexico permanently. For most people, though, spring break, it's a time for leisure. Not for the Yentas on The View, though. No! The week of spring break, it is filled with Botox injections. Big Red Joy Behar, she spent last week having shoulder surgery. About once a year, maybe twice a year. Her shoulders, they got to be operated on because they are balancing the weight of that Superdome. Now, of course, the whoopee cushion. She spent last week refilling her gas tank. She is preparing for a long summer. She knows lonely women will travel from woke cities across the country, expecting their nose hairs to be singed with her powerful boodle breeze. The Yentas, they returned with a vengeance this week, and they chose a unique target for their vitriol. I mean, the target of their fake outrage, it was so original. They chose to go after someone that never gets mentioned on ABC. It's not like Jim Kimmel doesn't have a passionate obsession for this man. It's not like George Metropolis or whoever hosts Good Morning America. It's not like they spend every waking moment dreaming of taking a big bite out of the orange. The target of the Yentas' rage this morning, it was none other than Donald Trump. Orange man bad! First thing this morning, Time Magazine, they published an exclusive interview with the Trumper. Well, KC, why would Donald Trump agree to an interview with Time Magazine? Yeah, that's a pretty good question. I know we have grown accustomed to our leaders running away from tough interviews. Our fearless leader, John Biden, he only agrees to interviews with people that he knows will hold his wrinkled hands. People like Howie Stern. But unlike John Biden, Trump, he's not afraid to speak to anyone. He's not afraid to answer tough questions. Does he say outlandish things? Certainly. In terms of PR, would things be better at times if Trump would just shut his yapper? Most definitely. But I would rather have a president that's willing to talk. I'd rather have someone who is willing to speak their mind than have a president who doesn't possess the ability to complete sentences. This Time Magazine interview with Trump takes about half an hour for you to read it. I haven't finished it just yet. I only read the portions that were pertinent to this video. But throughout the interview, Trump said some things that angered the whoopee cushion. With her gas tank being topped off last week, all that was needed for an explosion from the whoopee cushion was the high-powered air compressor. And luckily, producers, They performed routine maintenance on the compressor last week during spring break, so it was operating at maximum efficiency. As the warm air from the compressor filled the cushion, mixing with that toxic gas, it was the perfect recipe for a hurricane of flatulence. Watch for yourself.
He's going to let states monitor a woman's pregnancy.
Yeah.
He's going to deploy the military to deport migrants.
And the Mexicans are going to pay for it.
And he's going to absolutely consider pardoning January 6 rioters. This is my favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you before I say it that it enraged me. There is a definite anti-white feeling in the country right now.
Oh, please.
Yeah, that's what he said. You know, sir.
No, sir.
Yeah, sir. Nobody in your family was hung. Nobody in your family was chased because of the color of their skin. How dare you? There's no anti-white issue here.
He's going to only hire loyalists and people who say that the last election is stolen. So he's admitting he's going to staff a White House and the entire federal government with either liars or lunatics. Mm-hmm.
As you guys know, and I piss off my aunt every time I say this, hey, Annie Uggs, she gets aggravated every time I say this, but I don't give a shit about abortion. Contrary to the belief of deacons at Woke United Methodist, I don't have the ability to get pregnant. I will never need an abortion, and I feel like abortion is an issue that should be debated and discussed amongst women. That being said, Whoopi Goldberg, she is intentionally taking Donald Trump completely out of context. Time magazine, they asked him about individual states possibly monitoring a woman's pregnancy. Now, I don't know if this is true. If it is, it's weird. I would not want the state government monitoring my wife's pregnancy. Matter of fact, I don't want the government monitoring anything about me. The government is never the solution to a problem. 99% of the time, the government is the cause of the problem. But either way, Donald Trump told Time magazine that it's irrelevant whether he is comfortable with this or not. Why? Because these decisions and laws regarding abortion, they are being made at the state level where they belong. If you are living in a state with draconian laws, move to a different state. This should not be a federal issue, and if Trump is president, he has no say in what individual states are doing with it. Whoopi Goldberg, she was also enraged with Trump for claiming that he would use the National Guard and the military to deport illegal immigrants. Well, KC, you're not allowed to use that term anymore. You must use the term undocumented future Americans. Look, I'll be the first to admit, I don't know the right way to go about the immigration problem. I'm not talking about the problem on the southern border and preventing people from coming in. Trump has already proven that's an easy problem to solve. But as far as the people that are already here, I don't know if the military is the answer or the best response. Maybe there's a better solution. I don't know. What I do know, it's better than doing nothing, which is what John Biden is currently doing. I'd rather have a president who's willing to come up with ideas than have a president who can't define the word idea. The biggest point of contention for Whoopi Goldberg, the true source of her outrage, it was Donald Trump claiming that there is an anti-white feeling in the country right now. According to Time magazine, supporters of Donald Trump, they believe that anti-white racism represents a bigger problem than systemic racism. Now, instead of Whoopi Goldberg making a valid point, instead of Whoopi Goldberg offering factual information to disprove what Donald Trump was saying, the Whoopi Cushion came back with, "No one in your family was hung." Okay. To her credit, I would imagine that's probably true for Donald Trump, but I would be willing to bet it's also true for one of her fellow Yentas. I think I know of someone else who doesn't meet these qualifications set by the Whoopi Cushion. It's the radiant woman sitting next to her, Asuncion. How do I know this? Well, I don't know for certain, but a couple of months ago, it was revealed that the ancestors of Son Hostin owned slaves. Later in the segment, the great pretender Alyssa the Farah Griffin, she claimed that Donald Trump was going to fill his White House staff with liars and lunatics. Now, this is one of those situations where you got to read between the lines. This was her subtle way of applying for her old job back in the White House if the Trumper gets elected. If he's wanting a staff of liars and lunatics, you could not find someone that is more qualified than Alyssa the Farah Griffin. For the past few years, she has been sitting next to the biggest liars in the country on the set of The View. This show is such trash. It's garbage. Believe it or not, The View wasn't always like this. This used to be a show that offered diverse opinions. When Barbara Walters hosted the show, everyone was welcome. Now, there's only one view that is allowed on The View, and it's the wrong view. This show is wrong about damn near everything. On IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, almost 15,000 people have given their rating on The View. Show was given 2.1 out of 10 stars. The show is hated, yet somehow, The View is still the number one daytime talk show in America. Now, I think some of that has to do with the fact that there aren't any more daytime talk shows. When I was growing up, daytime TV was big business. Montel Williams, Dr. Phil, Jerry Springer, Sally Jesse Raphael, Ricky Lake, Oprah, Jenny Jones. Today, it's pretty much just The View. The View claiming to be number one, same as Stephen A. Smith claiming that he's had the number one show for over a decade. It's really easy to be number one when you're the only one. Either way, though, The View does pull good ratings. Last month, The View averaged 2.4 million viewers. If you're a single dude, that means there's almost 2.5 million lonely women in America looking for a man. Now, of course, you don't want to be that man. If you find yourself dating a woman who watches The View, more than likely, she's going to expect you to carry the baby. She's going to want you to get pregnant. But give me your thoughts on this. Whoopi Goldberg filled with fake outrage again. Alyssa the Farah Griffin claims that Trump only wants liars and lunatics on his White House staff. All the while, she is sharing a stage with some of the biggest liars and lunatics in the country. I mean, you can't make this shit up. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Follow me on Twitter at KC_BTL84. Best way to contact me is btlkc84@gmail.com, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.